In 1991, Congress passed legislation creating medical benefits for Vietnam veterans exposed to the herbicide Agent Orange, a defoliant used to eradicate potential cover and food supplies for the Viet Cong. It contains dioxin, which is linked to several cancers, heart disease, and Parkinson's disease. Soldiers who were on the ground and exposed to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War are receiving federal medical benefits. However, an estimated 90,000 veterans have been denied coverage. These are the Blue Water Navy veterans who served on ships off the Vietnamese coast, but they too may have been exposed to the chemical. In January, a court ruling forced the Department of Veterans Affairs to extend the same benefits to Blue Water Navy veterans. After some resistance, the VA has relented, but VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says verifying eligible Blue Water veterans will be tricky and lengthy.
The example I used in the testimony was you might have a destroyer as part of a carrier task force, and the captain of the destroyer handed out Vietnam service ribbons to everybody on his crew. In that case, it's probably about 300 people. But the carrier sailing next to the destroyer with 6,000 sailors, that captain may not have handed out that ribbon. So we're going to have to go back to ship's logs and hope they are still there.
In the meantime, the House has passed legislation which would codify January's court decision. Congressman Chris Collins was one of more than 330 bipartisan co-sponsors.
We'd like to get a bill passed that makes it presumptive coverage, just like it is for those that were serving on the ground. It's good if the powers to be will say, we're not going to fight it anymore, but let's make it a law and not rely on somebody doing the right thing, you know, without being directed to. So we're going to keep fighting on that.
Fellow Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins and Tom Reed were also co-sponsors of the bill, which was passed unanimously. Passage in the Senate is far from a sure thing. In fact, a previous attempt died in the Senate last December when some lawmakers raised concerns about the potential cost and the strain this would put on the VA. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.